Hi there, welcome to Claim the Stage, a podcast about public speaking and speaking up. If you struggle with saying what you want to say on stage, on camera, or in conversation, you're in the right place. I'm Angela Lucier, your host. I'm also an author, professional speaker, and CEO and founder of the Speaker Sisterhood, a network of public speaking clubs for women. If you want to practice the tips you learn on this podcast, you can check out a Speaker Sisterhood club as a guest for free. Learn more at speakersisterhood.com. Welcome back to Claim the Stage. I'm excited about today's episode. It's a little bit different than your typical Claim the Stage episode in that I'm not interviewing anyone and I'm inviting you into my brain for the next 15, 20 minutes. I guess I'm often speaking from my own brain. But this one's more of like a deep thought that I had on the field a couple days ago. And right after, I thought, I think I'm going to make that a podcast episode. So here we are. The title of this episode, as you may have seen, is The Dandelion Marketing Strategy. Have you ever heard of this? Probably not, because I think I just came up with it. And if it already exists, I probably should have Googled it, because I'm pretty sure I made it up. So here's how it all came to be. My son loves to be outside. He just turned 28 months old today, and I can say the months until he's 2.5, so he's at 28 months, and he loves to go to the park, which is 3 houses away from my house, and we go pretty much every day. There's a field, a soccer field, there's a baseball diamond, and there's a playground with slides and swings, and we pretty much cover the whole area every time we go. And one of his favorite things to do in the soccer field is to find dandelions when they're in the, we call it the fluffy stage. I'm pretty sure that's not the scientific definition. I think it's called going to seed. You know, it's when the dandelion turns gray and all the little fluffy things are in a globe. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? So I don't know if you knew this. I didn't know this until this year because I've never really been looking for the fluffy stage. It's going on like all summer and so far some of the fall. So it's cool because every time we go, we can look for them. So we're there a couple days ago and we're looking for the fluffy stage dandelions. And what he does when we find them is he used to pick them and blow, but now he just steps on them. Because it's a little more satisfying, because when you step on them, they kind of explode, like all the little seeds just come off and then go into the wind. And as he's doing this, I'm thinking, in a way, he's helping the dandelion, because by doing that, it's sending the seeds out into the wind to make more dandelions. And if all the seeds landed in the same place, would some of them not be used and just all become one dandelion instead of potentially becoming like 15 or 20 dandelions? And I thought, the wind is such an important part of growing a dandelion. And then I thought, like, well, it's not just the wind, it's also the soil, it's also the sun and the rain. And I thought about like lawnmowers, and I was like, so there's 4 things that are essential for its growth, and there's one thing that is really, I guess it has a couple different predators, like toddlers when it's in the yellow dandelion stage, but also lawnmowers, right? So when I thought of those 4 essentials to making a dandelion grow and also grow the population of dandelions, I thought about how they apply to business, because why wouldn't I just constantly be thinking about my business? When you own a business, are you with me? Everything becomes about your business. So the 4 elements of the dandelion marketing strategy are sun, rain, soil, and wind. And I want to talk about soil and how it applies to the business and the dandelion. The soil is where it all comes from, right? It's where the dandelion starts out. It's where it grows up from. But in your business and in your career, it's your experience and it's your knowledge. It's where everything that you do or teach or talk about, it comes from. It's your foundation. So we all need to have a foundation in what we do. So if you're planning on writing a book or putting together a big speech, you need to be able to pull from that bank, that foundation of knowledge and information and ideas and creativity, because that's the well. That's where it all starts. So that's the first part of the dandelion marketing strategy. I hope you're with me so far. Again, this is a deep thought in on the field. The second and third parts are rain and sun. So these are your limited resources. This is things like time, energy, and money to make your idea grow and to actually take it from just being knowledge in your head to becoming something useful for other people. That could mean building a product. That could mean putting together a podcast episode, writing your speech, writing a book, applying for a job and getting that job. So this is all of the work that goes into making your thing become something. And then the fourth is the wind. And wind is your marketing. It's the thing that takes your seeds or your ideas or your knowledge or your programs or your product and spreads the word to help you grow. And this fourth part, wind, is the part that so many people are afraid of. Right? Like we want to do something that will make an impact. We want to share our ideas. We want to help people, but like being seen and actually going out and marketing those ideas, that's kind of scary, right? So we can be really focused on the first three and then totally forget or not forget, but intentionally ignore and forget about the fourth and most important resource, which is the wind. And the wind, as soon as I started thinking about marketing as the wind, I was like, oh, it's just part of the cycle. Like it's necessary for life. You have to be able to share what you do. You have to be able to speak up about it. You have to be able to talk about it and show your face and let people know what you're doing. Otherwise, it's like you're doing all the things that kind of make your dandelion grow. But then where does it go from there? It just turns into the fluffy phase and disappears. So you have to be in charge of blowing the wind, you know, and making the wind blow. So people often think marketing is hard for a lot of different reasons. One is putting yourself out there makes you susceptible to judgment, rejection, criticism, or maybe even worse, I think, is like being totally ignored. Like you spend all this time making a video or a graphic or writing a post and then nobody likes it, nobody comments, and you're like, oh, well, that was great. It's also time consuming and it may not lead to results. So you might feel like, what's the point of doing all this marketing if no one's even like paying attention? Another reason is it's hard to come up with creative ideas that grab people's attention, or you might think it's hard. So it might deter you from wanting to do it. And you may have a story that people are already so busy, so why should they listen to you? And the reason I know this list is because I've done all of them. I just want to say, like, I'm not immune to being scared of the wind. And it's really interesting because I noticed that times when I feel insecure about where I'm going with my business, or if I feel like, I don't know, like I've lost some enthusiasm for it, all of a sudden marketing gets really hard for me. It's like, I don't know what I'm talking about. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know why I'm doing it. It's like, I need to go back to this, like the foundation again, and remember like, who am I helping and what am I helping them do? And once I can get back on track with the vision and the mission and the goals, then marketing becomes easy again. But when I just focus on like, oh, I had a setback, or I'm not sure what I want to do next, then I start to lose some of that energy. So marketing is important, and I have to remind myself of this, because not only does it like spread my seed around and let people know what I'm doing, but it's also important because I'm letting somebody out there know what I do, and it may solve a problem they've had for days, weeks, months, or years, and they didn't know that my solution existed. So they've just been living with this problem. And without talking about what I do, they don't know that it's an option. So by doing marketing, by, you know, really embracing the wind, I can offer something to somebody who is suffering or struggling and doesn't know that I can help them. So whenever I think of marketing from that perspective, it feels so much easier. It's like, I'm why am I doing this? It's not just because I have nothing else to do. It's like, I really want to make a difference for people and I want to help them. And in this particular business, like Speaker Sisterhood, helping women become better public speakers, helping women to speak up and build confidence in their voice. Public speaking is the number one fear. Like, so many people are afraid of it. And if they knew that Speaker Sisterhood was a resource, it could help them so much. Because oftentimes we don't get the option of whether or not we want to do public speaking. It's not like your boss comes in your office and says, oh, I'd like you to speak at the next staff meeting. Would that be okay with you? Do you feel like you want to do that? Oh, you don't? Okay, never mind. You know? Or like if you're a business owner and you want to pitch your business to investors, you're not just going to go, well, I guess I'm not going to grow my business because I really don't want to give that speech. You know, it's like public speaking is vital to our success in so many different ways. And if I know that I'm sitting on a resource that could help millions of people and I'm not telling anybody about it, I'm actually doing a disservice to the world. So I got pretty fired up about this as my son was walking around the field just kicking over dandelions. I'm like, if I don't embrace the wind, like, the world could end. I need to get this message out there. And so I guess I wanted to do a podcast episode about it because I wanted to remind you, like if you're feeling like hiding or you're feeling like I don't want to do the work around marketing, is what I'm doing even important? I don't even know what I'm saying anymore. I just want to remind you, like, it's up to you to reinvigorate yourself and to be reminded that there is a whole cycle at work in what you do. And the soil and the sun and the rain and the wind all work together. But when you remove one of those pieces, the system doesn't work so well. And when you remove a vital piece, like the part about getting the word out about what you do, you're just holding yourself back and you're holding all the people back who you could be helping had they known you existed. So I hope that this is inspiring to you and reframing marketing from this thing that could lead to people not liking you or not appreciating what you're doing to connecting with the people who need to hear your message and also growing your business at the same time. And I know I use the terminology growing your business, but it's really just growing whatever you care about in your life by getting the word out about it. So I hope that this is helpful. And yeah, I just wanted to share some of my insights from the playground because, you know, I might not be working all the time, but my brain is always in there. So if you do employ this strategy or if it does make any difference for you and you want to talk about it, please send me an email. I'd love to hear how it's changed things for you. My email is angela@speakersisterhood.com. All right. Have a great day, everyone. I'll see you soon. I hope you loved today's show. If you did, a great way to say thank you is to share this episode with your friends on Instagram. Don't forget to tag me @AngelaLucier and Speaker Sisterhood @SpeakerSisterhood. Well, that does it for me this week, my friends. As always, stop waiting, start creating. I'll see you next time.